There is breaking news tonight at 10. There have been a number of reports of zombie attacks all over the Twin Cities. The police are...
My guests, Dr. Laurel Andrews and Dr. David Caldwell, will present the concept at a conference this summer as an innovative way to get students involved for a hands-on activity. First of all, where did the idea for this come from?
Well, we were looking for a way to engage the students more in a practical than maybe we can usually accomplish with just boring scenarios. And last year, I had seen an entry on the CDC's blog about emergency preparedness, but they used the theme of the zombie apocalypse to get people more interested and make it more interesting. So we thought we would steal their idea and apply it to our in-class activity.
So what is the practical experience, and how does it fit into the class?
The practical is an activity in their self-care course, which is a course that goes over non-prescription medications and physical assessment techniques. And it's just a way for us to review the material that we've gone over so far in the semester. The patients or the scenarios in the practical will have just real-life scenarios that you could see working in a retail pharmacy setting, anything that you could treat with over-the-counter medicine or just some basic physical assessment interventions.
So you use that in some significant storytelling. Take us through the process.
Well, I read the blog, thought it was funny, went to Laurel's office, told her I thought we should do it, and she played along, and we just brainstormed. And then I think she thought we were just going to let it die, and she was humoring me. But I just started tracking people down and setting up meetings to recruit people to do it for free for us.
So initially, Laurel Andrews, you didn't throw him out of your office and say, you're crazy. You said, okay, let's see where this goes.
She never throws me out.
I never throw him out. I always entertain his ideas. And David is by far the creative genius behind all of our projects. But when he came in and said this, I thought, there's no way. We have no money. How are we going to get actors? Where is the time coming from? You know, he kept throwing out ideas. Well, let me contact this person, and he did. And very graciously, we had many professionals that stepped up to the plate and volunteered much of their time and equipment. Our faculty members posed as our actors, as well as many people that David knew. He just sent out a Facebook request and said, hey,
people come. I didn't know even.
True.
We just created a Facebook event and made it open so people could send out invitations. And the night we did the most filming in the group scenarios, we had 30 zombies from the community that showed up with their own costumes and makeup, and I didn't know very many of them at all.
Okay, so take us through the storyline.
Well, it starts with some of our faculty members posing as patients, and they start out in their own homes. And then zombies attack, and in one way or another, a medical condition arises that the students would need to triage and treat. So some of the examples would be a woman who is just drinking a hot cup of tea. A zombie comes up upon her, scares her. She spills it on herself and has a first-degree burn. Another faculty member who gives herself her shot of insulin and then is chased out of her home before she can eat her dinner, and then she has a hypoglycemic episode that the students have to treat. There's a hypertensive emergency, there's a nosebleed, you know, because someone gets punched in the nose on accident by his wife. She was aiming for a zombie but missed. So a lot of things like that are simple, but we just use the theme to make them funny and tie them all together.
And the showing of the video in the classroom dovetailed into your subjects coming into the classroom then.
We had all the individual faculty members kind of chased out of their homes, and they met up on the street, and we wanted them to end up at the pharmacy building. So we planned for them to just have a group escape, being chased by zombies through a neighborhood and the front yard of our pharmacy building. And the video ends with them being led into the pharmacy building, saved from the zombies, and they all run into the student cafeteria for safety. And for the in-class practical, that's where we have all the stations set up and where we had the students and where we were showing the video. So as the video ended with them running in real life, they did run in, and it just flowed seamlessly from one to the other.
You normally don't think of pharmacy as being a diagnose and treat profession.
Part of the course is that we teach them a framework for triaging and treating patients. And all of the disease states or conditions that we cover are those that can be self-treated with over-the-counter medications. So that's why it is particularly applicable to pharmacy students and pharmacists, because this is what they deal with daily in a retail pharmacy setting when people come in with questions about scrapes and questions about just different minor conditions.
And another big part of both of the modules and in every section that we teach are the exclusions to self-treatment. So therefore, when we can't recommend, you know, it's something that's above a self-treatment level, so then we refer them to their physician. So we're not diagnosing or treating. It's just something that these are all minor things that a patient could go to any retail pharmacy and obtain the medication.
So you'll be presenting this next month in Florida at the American Association of Colleges of Pharmacy meeting. What do you hope other pharmacy faculty can learn from this?
Well, I think one thing is that when these ideas come into play like they did in my office when David brought the idea to me, rather than just squelching it and saying, no way, we don't have the money, we don't have the time and the resources, maybe be a little more open-minded to see that you really can put something amazing together for the students and have them very much engaged in a way that they would not normally be engaged in a lecture setting. It really brought some things to life for them.
Their response really was overwhelmingly positive, and I think what they really appreciated was the effort that we put into it, because it was evident when they saw the video. We spent 11 hours of filming and who knows how many hours of editing for about 4 minutes of video, but you could tell in the quality of it that a lot of work went into it. When they know that we're willing to put so much effort into a simple activity for them, I feel like it really helps them kind of latch on to that activity and get the most out of the learning experience.
Dr. Laurel Andrews and Dr. David Caldwell are both clinical assistant professors of pharmacy practice at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. They were selected to present at the American Association of Colleges of Pharmacy meeting in Florida this summer on the zombie apocalypse, a practical experience. Laurel and David, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can listen, download, podcast, and share the ULM Forum online at kedm.org in the listening room.